You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is vanilla? Well, that wonderful flavor that's in drinks, pastries, and ice creams, or the scent in perfumes, soaps, and candles, can be artificially produced. There is a natural vanilla. It comes from the beans of a type of orchid. The genus name is vanilla, same as the common name. And while there are quite a few species of vanilla, probably over 100, only a few are used for vanilla flavoring. For example, Vanilla planifolia, which is native to Mexico, and Vanilla tahitiensis, which is native to the Pacific island Tahiti. All of the vanilla stock used for food originated from Vanilla planifolia in Mexico. In the early 1500s, the Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortes brought vanilla beans to Spain after he conquered the Aztec Empire. Mexico was the primary grower of vanilla beans until the early 1800s, when French businessmen shipped beans to be grown in their island colonies off the southeast coast of Africa. Today, nearly 75% of the world's vanilla beans are grown on the island Madagascar and the islands around Madagascar. Fresh, unripened vanilla beans don't have flavor or taste. First, they need to be picked, which kills the bean and stops it from growing. They're boiled and then sun-dried to allow an enzyme, which is a molecule that causes a chemical reaction, to be released. That compound, vanillin, is the compound responsible for the flavor we call vanilla. Vanillin is an organic molecule made of the elements carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. About 2% of the weight of a dried vanilla bean is vanillin. Other sources of vanillin are wood pulp, maple syrup, coffee, and cloves. Natural vanillin is expensive, so a lot of vanilla flavoring used in the market is artificial. It's synthesized in a lab and is labeled as imitation. Vanilla extract will have vanillin from vanilla beans, water, and alcohol. Vanilla flavor has real vanilla, but uses glycerin or propylene glycol plus imitation flavor. Here's an easy dissecting activity that you can try at home. Buy some vanilla beans from your grocery store spice section. Using a sharp knife, carefully cut along the length of the bean. Spread it open. First, notice where the beans are. Are they in one spot or everywhere? Next, notice how incredibly tiny those seeds are. Try to look at them with a magnifying glass. Finally, cut a small section of a bean, just the bean, and taste it. Then rinse your mouth, and next, taste a few of the seeds. Can you tell if both of those parts have a vanilla taste? Well, we've just learned a little bit about vanilla. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.